الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ولنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the verse which I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his bandas, his servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. In a very, very loving way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his bandas. And Allah ta'ala says, oh my banda, you know, الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those that have oppressed themselves, that they have wronged themselves. And how have you wronged yourself? By committing gunas and sins. By the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us very lovingly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my banda, you have oppressed yourself. When a person commits a guna and a sin, he doesn't harm anybody but himself. And when a person does a good deed also, he doesn't benefit anybody but himself. Comes in the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person from birth to death remains in sajda, if it was possible, it's not possible for us to remain 60 years of our life and 80 years of our life to remain in sajda from birth to death, but if it was possible also, and a person made such a long sajda, on the day of Qiyamah, when he sees the greatness of Allah, the grandeur and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll regard that sajda of his to be insignificant also. That is how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So when a person obeys a command of Allah, when he does or he performs any ibadat, he is benefiting himself. In a similar way, if a person commits any guna and sin, he is oppressing himself. When a person does something good, it doesn't increase the status of Allah. In actual fact, it increases your status in the eyes of Allah. And when a person commits a guna and sin, it doesn't decrease the status of Allah. It decreases your status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladheena asrafu ala anfusim. Oh, the one who has wronged himself, oppressed himself by committing gunas and sins, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How loving is Allah? How kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh you, the one who oppressed yourself, never mind. Don't become despondent of the mercy of Allah. Don't become despondent. Have full hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the entire Quran starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim again. Allah is the most compassionate, most merciful, most kind, most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us to punish us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in order to reward us, in order to honor us, in order to shower His bounties and His mercies upon us. That's why the first surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the entire universe. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever become despondent of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, ulama explain and say, from amongst the major gunas and sins, is for a person to become despondent of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person loses hope in Allah, that in itself is a major sin. A mu'min and a believer never loses hope in the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once giving a bayan in Iraq, in Kufa. And he was addressing the people and he was speaking about the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will intercede on behalf of his ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you happy now? He will reach a point when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, yes, I am happy now. Then as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, addressing the people in Kufa, the audience, the majma, the musallis, addressing them, he asked them that, is it not so that you people regard this verse, the قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, as the verse which gives the greatest amount of hope to the ummah. So all of them acknowledge and they say, yes, this is the, and it is so. It's a great verse. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever become despondent of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala went further to say, but we, the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we regard وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى, to be the greatest hope for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse which gives you even greater hope than this verse also. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very soon we will make you happy. We will please you in that which you are desirous of. And what was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desirous of? That my entire ummah must be saved from the fire of Jahannam and must go into Jannah. So there's great hope for this ummah. And therefore Allah ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever become this of Allah. The worst of scoundrels or the biggest rascal too, there's great hope for him. A person like Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, freedom and wealth prompted him to kill the most beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to assassinate him. And who paid him? Hinda. We also say Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha also. They say Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never cried upon the death of anyone as much as he cried upon the shahadat and the death of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some of the orators, you know, when they describe that incident, they say that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing at the lash and the body of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tearing profusely, Hinda radiallahu anha, she calls out and she says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she calls out to him and she shows him the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she chews upon it. Whether the narration is sahih or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but that is the depicting that scene at that time. But people that were so cruel, Hazrat Wahshi mutilated the body of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but there was hope for him also. He came to accept Deen Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wanted to know from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there forgiveness for me or not? So it was mentioned to him, just, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرَ يُشْرَكَ بِي وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَيْ يَشَأَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all gunas and sins except shirk on the day of Qiyamah. You know. But then Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there's a shart here, there's a condition attached here. لِمَيْ يَخْشَى فَهُمْسُوَيْبَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى desires. I don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive me or not. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, don't ever become despondent of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all gunas and sin. One old man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is there hope for a man like me? There's nothing wrong that I have not done. There's nothing wrong that I have not done. Two negatives make a positive. In other words, I've done everything wrong under the sun. Every guna and sin that you can think of, I have done it. I have committed those sins. In fact, he goes on further to say, if all my gunas and sin were distributed amongst the people of Medina, it will destroy all of them. That is how much of gunas and sins I have committed. Is there hope for me? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, have you accepted Islam? He said, yes, I have accepted Islam. And he recites, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I have accepted Deen Islam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the fact that you have accepted Deen Islam, it has wiped out all those gunas and sins of yours. Then he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ghadarati wa fajarati, all the treacherous, you know, all my treachery and all my evil and despicable sins that I have committed, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ghadaratika wa fajaratika, all those type of gunas and sins also. He said he got up from there reciting Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And as he's walking away, he's saying Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Another woman came to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she came to confide in him. And she said to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I have committed a very grave sin. You think there's any hope for me? Asked, what have you done? He said, I have committed adultery. I became pregnant. Eventually I gave birth to the child. But out of shame, I murdered that child. Is there hope for me? At that moment, whatever came in him, Allahu ta'ala, he said to her, there's no honor, there's no hope for you. This woman began to cry and scream. And she began to, you know, tear onto her hair like as such, showing her regret and remorse. And she said, this beauty of mine is now going to go to hell, to Jahannam. She began to cry, wailing. She walks away from there and she disappears. Something came in the mind of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. He went and he narrated this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira, oh Abu Huraira, what a terrible thing you mentioned to her. هَيَدْعُونَ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَانَ آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, continuing until إِلَّا مَنْ تَعَبَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Have you not read that verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person makes tawbah from zina, from adultery, from murder, from all these type of gunas and sin, and then he changes his life, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and he does good amals and good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the wrong and makes it into good for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving. How could you have ever said this to that woman? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, the whole day I went around looking, she couldn't find her. So late in the evening, she comes back. Immediately he explains to her that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say, there's great hope for you. Immediately she falls down into sajda. And she turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she makes tawbah. And she had some slave girls she had. You know, it was a prized possession in those days. She immediately frees all those slaves in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that forgives gunas and sin. So there should never be despondency. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. We should have complete hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody is a write-off. Nobody is a write-off. We don't have the right to even write anybody off. And nobody should even feel himself to be a write-off. Everybody has hopes in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever become despondent of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. When a person lifts his hands up and he makes tawbah and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, immediately Allah ta'ala responds and Allah ta'ala says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ ذَنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ. that the mere fact that you lifted your hands and you asked from Allah, and you said, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive my gunas and sin. The mere fact that you lifted your hands and you made tawbah or you ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds by saying that my banda has acknowledged. Alima abdi anna lahu rabban. My banda has acknowledged that there is a Lord, there is a Rabb. Yaghfiru dhanba wa ya'khudhu bihi. He is there, he forgives sins and he takes to task for gunas and sins also. So the mere fact that you have lifted your hands, it's an indication that you believe in Allah. You have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn you away empty-handed. But the condition is for us to turn to Allah. We have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know Laylatul Qadr, what a powerful night. And we all hope to gain this Laylatul Qadr. In the month of Ramadan, just passed by now, we all hope and we have this desire that I must, you know, spend my night, I must gain the Laylatul Qadr and the barakat and the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. So likewise, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I gain Laylatul Qadr, if I happen to get Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afwanni. Simple dua. The night is long. The night is long. You get the whole night. But what dua did he teach her? Nothing about dunya, nothing about wealth, not even asking for jannat, not even asking from safeguarding from jannam, nothing, not all those things. Just innaka afoon, oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Tuhibbul afwa, fa'afwanni. Oh Allah, forgive me. Such a short dua, for such a long night, for such a blessed night. And when we lift our hands, what we going to do? We ask for wife, we ask for children, we ask for, better car, we asking for better house, we asking for everything. Yes, there's no problem, we were to ask. Present our need, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Whatever you need, Allah Ta'ala is close by, Allah Ta'ala wants to give you, Allah Ta'ala wants to grant you. See, so, you should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I ask for? She asked for forgiveness. Inna kaafoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Simple dua. Why with forgiveness comes everything else? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam told his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِرْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارَ till the end. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he tell his people? That ask for forgiveness. Make istighfar. Make istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Turn to Allah. Have hope in the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would that everything else will come in or will fall in place. Everything else will come. When a person makes istighfar, you see, lot of times there are hurdles in our life because of our gunas and sin. The gunas and sin become a hurdle and an obstacle in our life. But when we make tawbah and istighfar, then those hurdles are removed from our life. Sometimes the things are just not working out, things are not coming right. I'm having a lot of issues in life. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with the Sahaba Kiram and he said to the Sahaba Kiram, make istighfar, put them onto amals. That's what happens when you go out any part of Allah to the Amir Sahib says, make zikr, make istighfar. Yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba Kiram, make istighfar. So they began to make istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, complete 70. 70 times make istighfar. So when they completed that 70 istighfar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that this 70 istighfar of yours will wipe out 700 gunas and sins of yours. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, destroyed is that person who have more than 700 gunas and sins in a day. And that is not so. Very seldom you'll find a person to committing 700 gunas for the day. Whereas 70 times istighfar wipes out 700 gunas and sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Never ever lose hope in the mercies of Allah. As soon as you've come into any difficult situation, first thing is turn to tawbah and istighfar. Man lazim al istighfar, whoever attaches himself or a person who is constant in tawbah and istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي كُلِّ مِن كُلِّ دِيكٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرْجًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any person who holds on to tawbah and istighfar, makes istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way out for him in every difficult situation. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرْجًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him relief from every issue and every anxiety of his, every difficulty of his, every worry of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him relief. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will provide for him from avenues which he never ever thought will come. From wherever, from places where he didn't even think that he will be able to get his risk or his necessities from that avenue. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these verses, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. That turn to Allah. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. And subjugate yourself, submit yourself, bring yourself to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that time when the azab of Allah ta'ala come and there's nobody there to assist you. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. Before that time comes. So Allah ta'ala is giving us hope in the first part of the verse, in the first verse. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever lose hope in the mercies of Allah. Even Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was swallowed by the fish, he didn't make dua, oh Allah, release me from this fish. Oh Allah, this. What did he do? Immediately went into istighfar. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانه إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانه إني كنت من الظالمين. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that istighfar of his, Allah ta'ala caused his release. So in a similar way, Allah Ta'ala is saying, you want release, you want relief also from all your difficulties. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't delay in it. Don't delay in coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala wants from us? Basic obedience to Allah. The basic commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your 5-time daily salah, your tilawat of the Quran, staying away from haram, staying away from the gunas and sin. If you are involved in a certain guna and sin, tawbah, istighfar, and turn away from it. Tawbah basically means taking a U-turn, turning away from that guna and sin, the direction that you're moving in. You take a U-turn and you come now towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you come towards that which is right. So وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلَ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْسَرُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلَ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Come onto that which has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that beautiful tariqah, that beautiful way, which has been brought to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, do all this before the azab of Allah comes, and you will be caught unaware. Plain commentators of the Quran say that one of the things that this is in reference to is that maut comes. Death comes to a person, and nobody knows when he's going to leave this world. So all we need to do is turn to Allah, tawbah, istighfar, on a daily basis. Together with that, doing what we need to do. Waking up for Fajr Salah. How many years are we going to carry on? Days and days are going by. Years are going by and we haven't made up our minds as yet to wake up for Fajr Salah. You find an entire household, mother, father, brothers, sisters, baligh sons, baligh daughters, fast asleep at the time of Fajr. Or perhaps you'll find the father, mashallah, is here in the masjid for the Fajr Salah, but the baligh son, baligh daughter, fast asleep, not bothered about it. He's content, I have read my Salah. He's not worried about his son, worried about the Salah of his wife. So we have to have this fikr, this worry and concern. Otherwise, more will come. And how are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One pious person, elderly person, 60 years of age, but this fikr, worry of the akhirat. He did a calculation, I'm 60 years old, that is 21,600 days in my life. He did a calculation. Each one can calculate their own lives. He did a calculation, 21,600 days in my life. He said, if I committed one sin a day, how am I going to meet Allah with 21,600 gunas and sins on my head? How am I going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so many gunas and sins? Just the thought of it, he fell unconscious. That was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to create within us, the khawf and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How am I going to meet my Allah? Therefore Allah ta'ala is saying, وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Come on to that beautiful tariqah we have given you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent this beautiful, that has brought this beautiful tariqah of his from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basic commandments of Allah, the do's and the don'ts, we just have to keep to that before maut comes, and inshallah we will be successful. Then Allah Ta'ala warns us, أن تقول نفس يا حسرتا على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. Or a person at the time of mort, he's going to start, the realms of the hereafter will start opening up before him, and he starts seeing the angels coming down. At that time he's going to say, oh, how I lost out. How I lost out. Why didn't I do what I was supposed to do? يا حسرتا على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. Or he will say that, how I wish I was on hidayat. How I wish I was rightly guided. A person will be rightly guided if he has the desire for hidayat. If he has the hidayat, I mean the desire for hidayat. ويهدي إليه من ينيب. Allah Ta'ala says, we guide those people who have the talab and the desire for hidayat. A person just wants to live his life as he wants to live. We want to be free, do as he wants to do, and he expects to be upon hidayat. No, a person must be desirous of hidayat. أو تقول لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. Or he desires that, you know what, I should go back in the world. When he sees maut, when he sees the angels coming, or when he goes into the qabr, at that time he will wish, you know, he will desire to go back into the world, but it will be too late. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Allah ta'ala has given us a lifespan. Within that lifespan, before we leave this world, we have to make peace with our Creator. We have to make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar, and fulfilling at least minimum the basic commandments of Allah. Fajr to Isha, tilawat of the Quran, staying away from haram, and staying away from those, this thing. They are things that we will slip up on, but tawbah istighfar inshallah will wipe out all that. But we have to show our eagerness and our desire for hidayat and for being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.